Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank, hands up, moving as one, yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL Final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Two. Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Denzel and Kavita planned a public activity to challenge the anti-rights movement following the vandalism of Kavita and Sharona's boutique. Myrtle supported the idea, though she wondered whether Denzel's growing closeness with Kavita meant old feelings might return. Still hurt by his past with Zena, Denzel was unsure he could open his heart again. As their conversation turned to Zena's hit and run, they also considered whether it might be connected to Coretta's hit and run. Meanwhile, Sharona and Kemal secretly resumed dating, but disagreed over when to tell Kavita. Sharona feared hurting her business partner, while Kemal wanted to keep their relationship private for a little while. When Denzel spotted them having dinner, Sharona grew even more anxious that their secret would reach Kavita. As we return to Morondoy, Eva is on the phone with Jonathan.
Jonathan, Dibs, I still can't stop laughing about how we got away with it. I should despair and go with friends more often. Imagine the police searched your house and couldn't find me. I know. We should keep it to ourselves. It feels good to get away with it, though. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. I love you too. Bye.
Eva?
Oh! Yeah, Peppa?
Is what I just heard there.
You were listening to my conversation?
I heard everything you said.
So you invaded my privacy? Nice.
Eva, how could you do that?
Do what?
You lied to us.
I lied?
You know how worried me, your father and your mother were? Plus other people in Morondoy? And this whole thing is a joke to you?
I said it was a joke? You shouldn't be listening to my conversation.
The door was open. You should be more careful when you're trying to laugh about your crimes.
So now I'm a criminal.
I ain't saying you're a criminal, but what you did was wrong.
Okay, whatever.
Eva, please. Can we talk about this in a calm manner?
You're talking.
You were with Jonathan the whole time you were missing.
Pepper, why are you repeating what you already know?
You don't have to be rude, you know. Why you did this, Eva?
You see the way my parents treat me? Like I'm some little child?
But they care about you.
Joy is abusive. That is not care. It's straight up abuse.
You might be right. But it still doesn't excuse what you did.
Whatever.
Why?
I wanted to escape. I was tired of everybody treating me like I don't got sense. Like my opinion don't count.
Your parents just want you to be safe.
Right. So they believe I don't have sense.
Okay. You were with Jonathan the whole time?
Yes. Why you keep repeating that?
So he participated in this whole thing?
Please don't blame him. It was my idea.
If the police find out, they could charge him for kidnapping and give him false information.
Jonathan didn't kidnap me. I went there by choice. I hid from the police by choice.
But he's an accomplice.
Please leave him alone, Pepper.
You don't know that young man long enough to know what kind of person he is. If he could lie like that, does that tell you he's a good person?
He's a good person to me. He did what I asked him to do. I didn't want nobody to find me.
Eva, you were young. You can't see the red flags. I was once your age, and I made a lot of mistakes. Me, your father, and your mother are trying to stop you from making some unnecessary mistakes.
I have to live my own life and learn for myself. Nobody is perfect. It's not like I'm this bad person y'all need to be stressing me out about my every move. I was fed up. And I choose to hide by my boyfriend's house so nobody could find me.
Okay. So while you were there, y'all were intimate?
Well, duh.
Okay.
You gonna judge me again?
No, Eva. I'm not gonna judge you. Like I said, I was once your age. And I know how hormones could have you.
Right.
But y'all were being safe, right?
Yes.
So that means you're on board control.
Look. I don't think I feel comfortable talking to you about this, since you judged me when I asked you before.
My religious beliefs sometimes...
I don't care! I don't feel comfortable talking to you about it.
I shouldn't have judged you.
Right.
But even if you're going to be having sex, I want to know you're being safe.
Didn't I already say that we were being safe?
So you're on board control.
Why is it so important to you?
You got your whole future ahead of
you. Like you think I'm going to end up pregnant or something?
I'm not saying that, but you need to be practicing safe sex, and that doesn't mean being on board control alone, condom use as well.
I don't want to be talking to you about this.
My point is that pregnancy is not the only risk when you decide to have sex, Eve. There's sexually transmitted infections too.
Thanks, Miss Pepper. I didn't know that.
You don't need to be rude and sarcastic, you know, Eva.
Because you're telling me things I already know.
Eva, you cannot trust anybody. You don't know what Jonathan could be doing behind your back.
Oh, so you think he's cheating on me?
He has a past. He was with Kavita, and he cheated on her.
I am not pretentious like Kavita.
Excuse me?
I'm not no spoiled rich girl. I'm down to earth, and Jonathan likes that.
But you can't swear for anybody, Eva. You've only known him for a few months.
So?
All I'm saying is protect yourself. I don't know if you're on board control, but even if you are, I suggest you also use condoms. You got to judge people sometimes based on the past behavior.
So let me get this straight. Just because Kavita and Jonathan's relationship went a certain way, you saying that it's going to go the same way for me and him?
That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying you could learn from Kavita's experience with him and move accordingly.
Okay. Thanks for the advice, Sister Abigail. I don't have any sexually transmitted infections and I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
I guess you're gonna tell Daddy everything.
Do you want me to?
You could do whatever you want. Either way, y'all will still look at me like I'm a bad person.
But I don't look at you as a bad person, Eva. What you did was wrong. But I don't think you're a bad person.
Okay, if you say so.
I have to go and feed Caleb. Eva, maybe you should tell your father the truth when he comes back. Excuse me.
Mm. Hey, Pepper, sweetheart, I gotta be up bright and early tomorrow. I have to head down to Spad's. We have to change these faucets. Good night, sweetheart. Mwah.
Good night. Simon?
Yes, babe?
I don't think I could sleep until I tell you something.
Oh, sounds serious.
Yeah. I don't mean to keep you up late, but it's kind of on my chest.
Are you pregnant again?
What?
Why is that not a possibility?
You know, Caleb is the one and only. We're not doing that again.
Even if the Lord sees it fit to bless us?
Simon, please, just focus.
Okay, my dear.
So, when you were out today, I find out some things that I don't think that you would like. I'm begging you, please, just stay calm. You can sleep on it and decide what to do tomorrow.
Okay, I hear you.
It's about Eva.
Oh my, what has she done now? Eva lied?
Simon, please, lower your voice, it's night.
I'm going to wake her up right now.
No, Simon, no.
Pepper, how do you expect me to react after what you've just told me?
You can't approach her with anger.
This is serious. We had the police looking for her.
I know, but please. She's young, and young people make mistakes all the time.
But to lie like this, to have us so worried, I was thinking the worst. They found a body and we thought it was hers.
Shh, but it wasn't. She was saved the whole time because she was with Jonathan.
This tells me everything I need to know about that young man.
He's not a good person. But Eva can't see that yet.
I never thought I would be dealing with these kinds of issues. Especially with Eva. This is not what I expected from her.
I know, babe. But as they say, you make the children, but you ain't make the mind.
Oh gosh, man, Pepper. What am I going to do? Eva can't lie like this and get away with it.
I know. Just sleep on it, and we can figure out how you approach it in a calm manner tomorrow. She and the boy are even sexually active.
Well, I figured that much.
But from what she told me, they're being safe.
At least one good thing.
There has to be a way forward where we can all come to an understanding.
Eva has disrespected all of us. She lied. How will I ever trust her again? You know, maybe Joy was right. Maybe she should go back to live with her because obviously I'm the wrong parent.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Mental health refers to your emotional well-being. It impacts on how you feel, think, and act, and helps you connect with others. But sometimes life feels so overwhelming with stress, sadness, and trauma. Like you can't cope, but it's okay not to feel okay.
Mental health issues can affect anyone at any age and can cause physical problems like headaches, heart disease, and stroke.
You want to tell someone how you feel, but you don't know who to trust, and so you suffer in silence.
But we must break the silence.
Sharing can make you feel better.
Call 915 or a GRPA counselor on 225-3278.
Let's support each other and build healthy communities.
A message from Murundoy Incorporated and the Guyana Responsible Parenthood Association, and funded by the European Union.